This is a special recording for RPG A Day 2018, presented by Dave and Matthew, hosts of the Coriolis Effect podcast. Hello and welcome to Day 15 of RPG A Day 2018. I'm Matthew and this is Dave.
Hello, day 15 already. This month is just flying by. So yeah. Today's question: describe a tricky RPG experience that you enjoyed.
Ooh, I could talk about the game I played last night, but have you got one? Turning it back onto you really quickly because I'm not sure I want to talk about last night's game.
Do not. Why not?
Right, okay, well, we'll talk about it a bit.
But you've asked me to go first, so I'm going first now. So, 1986. Games Day, when we went as official attendees as the Highford War Games Club, and I ran my Judge Dredd scenario, Harvester 666.
Very good.
Four times in the day, was it? Or five? With just friends.
It was at least four. I think I ran a game as well, though. I think I ran a couple of versions of a Rollmaster scenario set in medieval England with fairies. But we had the whole we had a table all day.
We did.
Were the Hofield War Games table.
We were.
And I think you're right. I think we might have done six sessions throughout the day or the weekend. Was it one day or whole weekend?
No, it was whole weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday. And the tricky thing was that I'd never ran a game with people I didn't know before in that kind of environment. I would have been 16 or 17.
Yeah.
And the scenario was one that had worked really well with you lot, but it was one where it was a sort of murder mystery thing set on this harvester, like a sand harvester, in the middle of nowhere.
Based on a Doctor Who episode.
Based on the Doctor Who episode, The Robots of Death. And the idea behind it was, I was presenting you with a situation and you just had to go and work out how you wanted to do it. So there was no railroading. It was a completely open game for the players to make the most of. And if they didn't kind of get into it and get involved, it would fall really flat. So I was a bit concerned about that.
And interestingly, for a con game as well, actually it was quite a complex scenario. So in fact, although I said it based on the Doctor Who episode, the Doctor just arrives on the sand harvester and has to deal with the robots of death. But yours was a crime scene. And I remember we started off with a scene in a Boeing hall or something, didn't we?
Yes. So in a Boeing, in a Boeing palace. So yeah, this is... When we ran it, it was part of a campaign where you were tracking down a drugs gang. And the harvester was their way of transporting the drugs between megacities.
So you then
went onto the harvester, and then there was a murder on the harvester. And it went from there, and it was really good. And so that was a tricky and kind of nerve-wracking experience, which I really enjoyed. It was brilliant. So what about your game last night then, Matt?
Okay, well, I've got to say, I don't think I enjoyed it as a role-playing game that much, but we tested the Quick Start adventure for a game that's currently being kickstarted called Flotsam, which is a kind of Powered by the Apocalypse game, but it's stripped down to the bare essentials. There's no dice. There's a bit of token exchange just to, if you like, win conflicts. And of course, we're new into this. We're all kind of getting to know the system as we're playing.
Why was it tricky?
But it's tricky because for everybody around the table, it's a very different style of play, and I think we really struggled with that. It's collaborative storytelling.
Okay.
More than dice rolling. And to be honest, I don't think we enjoyed it very much. I kind of did enjoy it, but I enjoyed it in the way that we could have been sitting around the table breaking a story for TV series we were writing. And that was the enjoyment I got out of it. And to be honest, I don't think I got the sort of enjoyment out of it that I get out of sitting around a table playing a game.
Actually. Okay. It sounds very much like Ten Candles, which I was open-minded about it. I didn't know how much I'd enjoy it. But actually, it was brilliant. I loved it. It was a different experience. But it was great. There were still some dice rolls in there, but they were really only about pushing on the narrative and deciding who would end up with the narrative rights, as it were. But yeah, cool. Excellent. It's interesting you talked about doing something. As a slight digression, I was having a look at Kickstarter earlier today, and following my comments about The Expanse a few days ago, I decided to have a look at it. And I had a quick look through their quick start rules. And there's obviously a game in there as a scenario. And I was minded to want to back it, but I haven't done yet. So I'm not sure there was anything in there that was so exciting to me. But,
well, I can hear the alarm about to go off, and I was trying to stop you talking about The Expanse. Because when it comes to plans for our next game, that's what we're planning. But I'll talk about that some more tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah, cool. All right then, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. See you all tomorrow.
See ya. This podcast special was brought to you by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. RPG A Day is an idea from David F. Chapman of Autocratic.com, with the support of CastingShadowsBlog.com and Will Brooks. Music is by Stars on a Black Sea and used with permission of Free League Publishing.